Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Final Player Spotlight.
Fresh off his performance at the Indianapolis NFL Scouting Combine, today's guest is none other than James Starks of the Buffalo Bulls. James, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. So, I mean, the Combine's over. I mean, do you feel a little bit more relaxed? What's the feeling right now?
Right now, I'm still working. I have a couple workouts and everything coming up. So, right now, it's still a big interview for me. Combine helped me out just to get me out there, and now people see what I can do. So, it's a good thing, I guess.
And you say a couple workouts. Who are you going to work out with?
Right now, I think I'm going to be working with the Patriots on Friday, and I got a couple more set up later in the month. Cause I don't really know what time yet, but
okay.
I got quite a few.
Excellent. And, you know, what's that like, I mean, going down to Indianapolis for the scouting combine? Can you share a little bit with the listeners what that experience was like?
It's different. Like, the whole week, like I said, it was a big, big interview. Constantly, you know, you're getting tested. Any aches or pains that you had during, like, the years in college, they're going to make sure everything is 100% before, you know, they invest in you. Just constantly they watching you, you know, how you interact with people and the rest of the guys out there, you know, how well prepared you can be with your competition and preparation during, like, certain times, you know. So it's just a big interview. They want to see what kind of person you is, and they just want to fill you out totally.
Excellent. And your time down there, you probably, did you talk with every single team while you're in Indianapolis?
Man, I talked to a lot of them. It's kind of hard to remember how many teams you talk to. It's just people pulling you from every which way. You know, as soon as you come in, you know, you go into your room, you might have a call and have to come to the train station and talk to several teams. So you're just getting pulled constantly. So I can't even tell you how many teams I didn't talk to.
Once again, James Starks, Buffalo Bulls, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, kind of like a combine recap. So, I mean, obviously you went down there. I don't think you ran as fast as what you wanted to run. Would you agree?
No, I didn't. I didn't get out on my start well, but as I picked up speed, you know, it kind of helped me. But for tall people, sometimes I think it's just you need more time to get your full burst of speed, and I needed a good start to do what I could.
Yeah, and I mean, you had a great workout. What was it like working with the players, you know, the group you were in? Did you make any friends out of that?
Well, yeah, I met quite a few guys. You know, I was talking to CJ, and I talked to McKnight and Blunt and all those guys, Dexter and all those guys, and they seemed to be real cool people. You know, all of us was there for a certain task, so, you know, we was real, real focused. But, you know, when we got to chill back and just eat and get to know each other, you know, they all seem like great guys to be around.
Excellent. And James, now we were talking last week, I think, making arrangements for today, and we were talking about the Under Armour, all the Under Armour stuff. I mean, tell the folks that you had so much that you couldn't bring it all back.
Yeah, they give you like 6 bags, like, but you can't even take it back because you get charged like $30 a luggage to get back on the plane. So I had to leave some stuff at the hotel. I wish I could have brought all of it back, because now I got none left because my family didn't took it all.
So you should maybe give Under Armour a call and you know, say who you are and tell them that, you know, you lost all your stuff. You need one of them goodie bags again.
I know. I wish I could.
That's crazy. Like I said, I mean, you guys were just pimping out every day in sandals and shoes and shorts and coats and hats, and it was crazy. I was getting envious, man, seeing you guys come up to the podiums to, you know, do some media stuff. Each guy, man, that was, guys had it made, man. So, I mean, the combine's over. You have these workouts. I mean, you know, take us a little bit through. I mean, has there anything that's kind of been the most challenging thus far, or maybe something you're most excited about? I mean, obviously getting the Indy, but, I mean, what's it like, you know, a private workout with the Patriots? I mean, talk a little bit about that, you know, when the agent calls and gives you that type of information.
honor, you know, just to have that opportunity. Just like I said, not playing the whole year and to get them opportunities. I was blessed to know, get an opportunity to go to the combine and get noticed. So I just want to, you know, thank God for the opportunities that I have right now, and I'm going to just try to make the most out of it.
Oh, you're definitely making the most out of it. And when you were down in, you know, the scouting combine, what did teams comment on that they liked your, you know, about your game, and what are some of the things that it, you know, they might have said they wanted to see improvement on?
I really haven't really heard much of, you know, what I did so good and what I did bad. You know, I just, you know, my agent told me that I had a pretty good combine and just to continue to work. You know, so. That's all I about know about it.
Excellent. And once again, James Starks joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Remember last time we talked, I texted you something about Kevin Johnson, your teammate from Buffalo. And I shot him something earlier today, but he said that there was nothing he could tease you on, man. He said he'd have nothing. Now, can I believe that?
Yeah, you can believe that. I mean, I make fun of people, but... You know, that's off of, like, little stuff, just like he done. You know, we got a couple stories together, but I really don't do nothing off the wall. I usually laugh at people.
Okay. Yeah, you said, I got nothing. I'm like, nothing? So I was kind of nervous he might have got to you before I could, and you kind of, you know, you guys, you know, kind of made a plan that, you know, I wasn't going to be able to scorch you on anything, so.
No, we didn't make no plans.
Excellent. So, I mean, are you still working out? Where are you training at?
Right now, I'm working with Paul Childress at the University of Buffalo, my strength and conditioning coach, before I went to IMG Academy, just until a draft, and whatever happens, happens, and then I'll probably start training right away.
Oh, very nice. And, I mean, what are you going to weigh in at? I mean, what's your weight right now?
It's been consistent, 218.
218. Nice, nice. And so, I mean, the dream's becoming a reality. I mean, do you pinch yourself kind of just with all everything that's going on in your life?
Yeah, it's you know, it's just, I'm grateful. I'm like, I'm speechless, you know, just being young as a kid, always wanting to play, you know, in the NFL, always watching guys in the NFL, and just, you know, picturing yourself doing it, and now finally, you know, getting the opportunity to like do something that I love to do, and you know, just have that opportunity is great for me.
Yeah, excellent. I mean, and you know, thinking about like Friday, I mean, working with Bill Belichick, if he's, you know, there, I mean, the Patriots and Tom Brady, I mean, if that would happen where they would take you, I mean, what would your thoughts be there with playing with the guy that they consider one of the best coaches ever?
I mean, it's just an opportunity, and I'm grateful for it. You know, wherever I go, I'm going to make the most out of it, you know. Like I said, I'm a hard worker. You know, I'm willing to do whatever. Whoever wants me to come in and do whatever, that's what I'm going to do. You know, I just want an opportunity.
Yeah, and when you're down at, you know, the scouting combine, I mean, being able to be up close, you know, and see, you know, the competition in the draft that you'll be going up against, I mean, how did you feel? I mean, do you feel like, hey, you know what, I belong here. I'm as good as, you know, anybody else?
Yes, always. I always push myself to be the best that I can be. And if someone is better than me, or I feel that, you know, they do something better than me, it just makes me work that much harder, you know. I love competition. I strive off of it, and it's a thrill to me. Like, I get a kick out of just, you know, having people there to compete with and to prove that I'm better than them. So I love it.
Oh, that's excellent. James Starks, once again, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. You know, you folks, you know, James, back in 2008, 1,333 yards. One of the things I thought was most impressive about that season, James, was the 52 catches. I thought that was, I mean, 52 catches out of the backfield is just phenomenal. You know, but obviously, you know, you got hurt this preseason, so you missed that senior year at Buffalo. But, you know, the max East offensive player, definitely one of the top guys in the MAC, and you know, you're making your way towards the NFL, and we just want to follow you as you make your path towards the draft, and we wish you the best in your upcoming workouts with the teams that are on the docket.
Alright, thank you, I appreciate it.
No problem. And that's James Starks, one of the top running backs in this year's NFL draft. I mean, a kid like this brings it all to the table. I mean, 6'2", 218 pounds. First team All-Mac in 2008. Totally has it going on. And like I said, a guy like that, you know, that injury kind of, you know, he falls off that radar just a tad, you know. And a guy like that, he's going to be a very nice pickup for one of these teams that, you know, use a pick on this young gentleman come April. I'm your show host, Beau Marchant, and thanks again for taking some time out of your busy day and joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Shows.